The Nine with Richard Kingsmill.
Triple J's 2009, the music there of John Hopkins, and that's a piece of his called Light Through the Veins. If you're a fan of Coldplay, you might be getting a little bit confused right now and going, hang on a second, I know this piece of music. Because the Coldplay album of last year, Viva La Vida, actually fed off the inspiration of that piece of music, both in its intro and outro tracks on the album. John Hopkins was involved in the making of that latest Coldplay album. He explained to me recently how the involvement came about and also how that track of his ended up on the Coldplay record.
I wasn't one of the central producers, I was one of the additional producers, but I came in really on the first day, just Brian asked me to come in to play keyboards, and we were just all jamming in a room because they were really enjoying playing as a band again in a room, just in one place, you know, remembering their origins and everything. And I just came in to play some keyboards and we all got on really well, and I ended up coming back the next week and added a few of my own sounds, and it kind of evolved from there really. And then one day I played Light Through the Veins to them, and they seemed to be quite inspired by the idea of maybe writing something over that and working on using that as the intro, and I guess that's kind of how it happened. It was all very organic. It was, you know, pretty amazing ride for me, because you'd never worked with a band like that before, really.
Yeah, and were you totally open to the idea of them taking that piece of music and doing something with it fresh for them?
Well, we kind of wrote it together, the melody that arrived on top of it. I think the thing I can't do is write songs, traditional song melodies, so I really admire Chris's writing, particularly because he can conjure these melodies out of nowhere, which seem simple but are incredibly difficult to write. So, yeah, it's pretty inspiring, really.
On Triple J, that is Englishman John Hopkins there, and a conversation I had with him recently just talking about how his track, Light Through the Veins, ended up as an inspiration for Coldplay in the making of their album, and how he was associated in the production work on that album alongside his friend Brian Eno. John Hopkins is a 28-year-old Londoner. He's a composer, pianist, remixer, producer. He's a bit of a whiz all round. He's actually been travelling around with Coldplay as well. He got on so well with them that Coldplay took him out as their opening act around the States, also Europe, recently in Japan, just a one-man show, believe it or not, in front of all those stadiums full of people. And this weekend, John Hopkins has released his third album, Insides. He put out his first one when he was just 19, and he's going to be coming to Australia. He's been here before as a visitor. He's been here as a tourist, travelling around the countryside a couple of times, but he's coming out to perform for the very first time in a month's time for the Luminous Festival, which is being hosted and curated by Brian Eno himself. So with that connection with Brian, I wanted to know how these two met. How did John Hopkins first meet Brian Eno? Was it simply because Eno was a fan of his albums?
It was quite a bit more surreal than that, actually. There's a guitarist friend of mine called Leo Abrahams, who I've worked with for quite a lot of years and I've known since I was about 14. He's a very amazing guitar player. And, he was in a guitar shop trying out some guitars, and he didn't know it, but Brian was listening to what he was playing, standing just behind him. And this guy is so impressive on the guitar, he introduced himself. You know, it's like, "Hi, I'm Brian Eno." And Leo was all like, "My God, I know," you know, that kind of thing. And then got his number, and he called him up like a whole year later and invited him in to jam. And then that was about 2002 or something. And then another 2 years after that, they'd still been working together. And Leo played in some of my stuff and said, "We should have a jam with this guy." And then he was really into it, and we got on really well. And that was 5 years ago, and we've done a lot of work since then.
What a crazy story. That's amazing that association should happen through him being in a music store playing guitar. And it's surreal, isn't it? Brian Eno, in the background. And how were your nerves when you got together to jam with Brian Eno? Were you nervous as hell?
I guess I was. But he made me very relaxed very quickly, because I came in, I was all, you know, I would have been 24, I think. And I remember he was just sitting there drinking tea, and it was just like, just felt like he was a really normal guy who we really didn't need to be nervous with. And once we're playing, you know, jamming and improvising is something I've loved doing and have been doing since I was really young. I, once in that area, I felt, you know, I could relax a lot. I was more nervous when just talking to him, really, than actually playing with him. And in that very first session, we came up with some stuff which later went on to his Another Day on Earth album.
Has he influenced or even had any sort of direct influence in terms of working with you on this current album of yours?
Well, he let me use some of his synths at one point. Otherwise, I mean, I think his influence is just spread so far and wide. You know, I think the things I've listened to through my life have been inspired by him, and so many things in this area of music wouldn't be the way they are without what he's done.
I've always admired not just the music he's made and created and produced and worked on and all his solo records. I admire the way that he seems to work. The brain he has is just a really open one, and he is a remarkable person in terms of the concepts that he's come up with. Have you sort of taken any of those lessons on board since knowing him?
Well, yeah, one thing in particular I've learned, which is making sure you always keep the fun in music making, because these days, particularly with all the technology, you can get so bogged down in editing and getting everything perfect and cutting between performances to the point where nothing's live anymore. He really rallies against that in the studio and would always try and encourage you to do things quicker and not to spend too much time overthinking everything. I mean, for a man who's got such an incredible brain, he prefers not to overthink things and just to let things happen naturally and try and go with the first take as much as possible. But really just keeping the fun in it, I guess, is something I've learned from him.
Okay. John Hopkins there having a chat to me just this past week about his association with the great Brian Eno and also about the inspiration that he derives from him in making his own music. John Hopkins, as I said before, coming to Australia to perform at the Sydney Opera House in about a month's time as part of Brian Eno's Luminous Festival. And here is another taste of the new album from John Hopkins. The album is called Insides, and this track on Triple J is Wire.
The best new releases of the week, 2009, on Triple J.